games. How good is that defense you guys are going to try to beat on Sunday?
Very good defense. One of the best in the NFL. And, you know, we got our work cut out for us. It'll certainly be a challenge. But, you know, we've got to be able to take care of the football and you know, really execute well and limit our mistakes, and we'll be okay. Yeah, thanks. Bueno, este, ¿cómo se dice announcement? Este anuncio nos motivó mucho para lograr este meta, para estar en este partido para él y para ganarlo. Y él es un gran líder para ese equipo. Él es un gran jugador. Y él es un gran inspirador. Y queremos ganar este partido para él.
¿Tienes que gusta hablar español?
Me gusta, pero necesito más práctica porque yo estaba en la República Dominicana como hace 7 años, algo así, y tengo mucho tiempo que no practico.
El fútbol americano en México es de los deportes más seguidos. ¿Qué le dices a todos los aficionados en México?
Gracias por el apoyo y estamos muy emocionados de estar en este equipo, en este partido, en el Super Bowl, y tenemos que ganar. Gracias. Sorry. What? It's the most consistent we've played. I think we've had games where we've been very effective. You know, you look at the first game against the Bengals when we put up, you know, 40-something points. You look at when we played Oakland and put up 50. You know, there's been times in this season, and even within, you know, certain ball games, that we've been very effective. But I think we haven't been as consistent for 60 minutes as we have been as of late. And, you know, it's a credit to, you know, our coaching staff, to Jim as an offensive coordinator. It's a credit to, you know, the great play of Joe as of late. And I think what's really helped him play so effectively is, you know, solidifying our offensive line. And those guys have done a great job over the last few games and giving Joe time and getting him comfortable in the pocket and allowing him to get in rhythm.
So there's been any discussions with the week off last week about how that might affect the offensive line?
I mean, anytime you take a week off, there's, you know, there's a chance of that. But I think, you know, everybody understands how important this game is. And, you know, it's not like a regular bye week where you kind of relax and take your mind off football a little bit. I mean, we're still very focused in and know how important this game is. And everybody's, you know, done the most they can to prepare themselves for this game. You know, I learned Spanish in the Dominican Republic, where I served, you know, a church mission, and you know, it's been 7 years or so since I've been there, and so I'm a little bit rusty, but forget a few words here and there, and but it's fun, you know, to have to kind of answer questions and, you know, throw out some lines in Spanish.
How much have you enjoyed all this stuff? I think you had the best answer to the tickling question.
You know, I've enjoyed it, to be honest. You know, I think you get to see a lot of different people and get a, you know, field a lot of different questions. It's kind of a fun process, you know. It will be nice when we get to kind of just get this part over with and focus on the football aspect of it a little bit more. But, yeah, I've had a good time with Media Day and with these sessions. No, I think, you know, the facility itself is really good, and, you know, the people at Tulane have been, you know, gracious and great over there. I think it's just, you know, they're building a new stadium, and so, you know, getting put on the baseball field is a little more of a harder surface for some of our guys that, you know, don't want to take that kind of pounding on their legs, so we're just going to try and move to a softer surface.